我想请弟兄姊妹和我一同打开马太福音第二十五章。
Can brothers and sisters all turn with me to Matthew chapter 25?
马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew 25.
我们这一次营会的主题啊是在二十一节。
This year's camp theme will be verse 21.
我们先把它读一下。
Shall we read it?
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave, you are faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things, enter into the joy of your master.
我们回头看十四节和十五节。
Shall we read verse 14 and 15?
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them, and to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey.
第十九节
Verse 19,
过了许久那些仆人的主人来了和他们算账
Now after a long time the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them
我想在我进入我自己的这个负担交通之前
Before I enter into the burden of this year
我先简单的做一个声明
I want to clarify something
那么这一次呢，洞平弟兄跟我一起在这里服侍。
Brother Jonathan and me together serve you here.
因为在这个题目上面呢，我们难免会有一些重复的地方。
Yes, in this topic there will be overlap.
我想弟兄姊妹可以把它看作哈，实际上这个在板子上面钉钉子一样。
It's like hitting a nail onto a plank.
那么呢？我的弟兄打一锤，我也打一锤啊。
Our brother hits once and me hit another time.
这样的话，就把那个钉子打得又牢又可靠。
And then this nail will be very reliably hit.
所以有的时候在真理上面啊，我们能够有一些重叠的，大家彼此的交通，也能够加强我们对真理上的认识。
And so with respect to doctrine, we can co-strengthen one another.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄已经把马太福音里面关于天国的讲论给我们做了一个介绍。
Our brother has already introduced the matter of the kingdom of heaven last night.
我们都知道这一次我们的主题是出在马太福音二十五章。
But we know that this year our theme is on Matthew 25.
那么这个呢是跟天国有关的。
And this has much to do with the kingdom of heaven.
那我们知道在马太福音二十四章和二十五章。
We know Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
我们弟兄讲到说这个是指的天国的将来说
And it's talk about the future kingdom of heaven.
但是我们也可以把它看作是天国在末后世代的一种的情况
It also can be seen as the conditions of the last days as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned.
因为主耶稣在二十四章开头时候和他们讲到关于末期的光景
Because in chapter 24, in the beginning, it's about the end days.
所以呢，这是也是指着天国在末后的时代在地上所要出现的一些情况。
And so in the last days, the things that will happen in the, as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned.
那么这里有很清楚的分段。
And so here very clearly separates.
那马太福音二十四章一节到三十一节。
And so chapter 24 verse 1 to 31.
我们知道这一段话是特别对着犹太人说的。
It's the word is for the Jews.
那么马太福音二十四章三十二节到二十五章三十节。
And from chapter 24 verse 32 to chapter 25 verse 32, verse 30, it's to.
这是特别对着教会讲。
It's spoken to the church.
然后二十五章的三十一节到四十六节。
And from chapter 25 verse 31.
那么这一段呢是对着外邦的列国说的。
To 46, it's to the Gentiles.
所以中间的这一段是和教会特别有关系。
And so the middle portion is to the church.
那么在这一段的讲论里面
And so in this passage,
主耶稣对着教会的侍奉上特别有两段重要的讲论。
As far as service is concerned, there are two matters.
那么一段就是在马太福音二十四章四十五节到这个五十一节。
So from verse chapter 24, verse 45 to 51.
二十四章四十五到五十一。
Chapter 24, verses 45 to 51.
那么这一段呢，告诉我们，今天在神的家的管理上面，我们要学习忠心。
As far as matters of governing the household of God, we have to be faithful.
当然，我们要治理神的家，我们是需要智慧。
We need wisdom as far as taking charge of his household.
所以神要我们做忠心又有见识的管家。
And so God wants us to be faithful and wise.
那么这个也是我们弟兄的负担。
Last night our brother shared.
我相信他在这方面会给我们更清楚的讲论。
I believe he will clarify even further.
那么另外一段呢，就是马太福音二十五章十四节到三十节。
And so another portion in chapter 25, verse 14 to 30.
那么在这一段的里面呢，
in this passage,
讲到神把一个恩赐托付给我们。
God gave us a gift entrusted to us.
按照我们个人的才干给我们。
According to our abilities.
那么有五千，有两千，有一千的。
There is five talents, two talents, one talent.
那么这里特别告诉我们，神把这个恩赐给我们，我们是需要怎样在应用上面来尽忠心。
How God gave us this gift and we ought to, in through using it, be faithful.
所以我们也很清楚啊，神把这个恩赐托付给我们，乃是为着神的国度。
And so God gave us this gift for the kingdom of heaven, for the sake of it.
所以呢，神把这恩赐给我们个人。
And so God gave us this gift individually.
不是为着我们个人的事业。
It's not for our own career.
更不是为着我们个人的利益。
It's not for our own advantage.
所有的恩赐都应当为着神的国度来效力。
It's all for the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们所从事的不是人的事业。
It is not our ambitions.
我们所从事的乃是神的事业。
It is about the Lord's business.
我们都知道神在这个宇宙中间有一个非常伟大的计划。
We know that God has an eternal purpose, amazing purpose in this universe.
啊，而这个计划里面呢，有一段很重要的时候，就称作是天国。
And there is a very important phase of time, and that is the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天神把这些恩赐给我们，是为着神的国度来效力。
And so,God gives us this gift for the purpose of the kingdom of heaven.
所以因此呢，我们看见在这里呢，主给我们一个重要的提醒。
And so God gave us an important reminder.
就是到最后主回来的时候，
Finally when the Lord should come again.
那么主要对我们今生在地上所有的侍奉啊，要做一个评论。
And God wants to account for the things that we have done whilst here.
所以这次我们营会的主题很重要。
And so this time the theme is very important.
那主回来了，有一些仆人神说：“好，你这又善良又忠心的仆人。”
And there are some servants God will say, "You good and faithful servant."
你在不多的事上忠心。
You are faithful in some matters.
他说：“我要派你管理许多的事。”
I will then entrust you with much more.
并且你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And you can enter into the joy of your master.
这是我们今天在地上侍奉主一生最后，也可以说得到最高最荣耀的。一个称赞。
And this is the one the most glorious reward that we can receive from the Lord. 谢谢。
那么关于这一句话呢，我想我们稍微做一点的解释。
We explain further this verse.
他这里首先说好。
He says well done.
这个字呢，在希腊的原文的意思里面，有这个有也是有福的意思。
And in the Greek, there is a meaning of being blessed.
当神说好的时候
，When God says very good,
那就是一个祝福。
It's a blessing.
我们记得神创造天地的时候就是这样。
We know that when the Lord created the heavens and the earth,
神看着是好的，神就祝福啊。
When the Lord saw it was good, He blessed it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们的侍奉
，Today our service.
我们要追求的不是人说好。
We do not pursue when people say good.
只有神说好，那个才是真正的好。
When God says it's good, that's truly good.
但是今天我们看见很多侍奉主的人， 我们都很喜欢人的称赞。
Today many servants of God want man's praises.
我们很在乎人的称赞。
We are concerned with man's praises.
我们也很注意人的称赞。
We notice man's praises.
我们不太管神到底有没有称赞。
We do not worry whether God is praising.
但是一个真正为着国度忠心侍奉主的人
，The one who is truly faithful to the kingdom of heaven,
他的眼中只注重神的好。
His eyes look only to God's good.
神说好，那个才是好。
If God says it's good, it's good.
你要知道，在教会历史上面
，We know in church history,
很多神说好的事情啊。
Many things that God deems as good,
人都不太喜欢的。
Man does not seem to favor.
那些愿意活在神的好的这种光景中的人
，Those who live in God's good condition,
并不是被神的儿女们欢迎的。
It's not often welcomed by God's people.
所以今天我们必须要能够守住。
We need to lay hold.
要得神的好。
To gain what God's good is.
神说，主人说好。
If the master says good,
那我们就有福了。
Then we are blessed.
然后他说，你这又善良又忠心的仆人。
You're good and faithful slave.
那么，我们知道在侍奉主的事上啊。
We know that in the matter of serving God.
这里告诉我们，神说第一个注重是善良。
The first thing he notices is good.
然后才是忠心。
Then it's faithful.
那么我们知道这个善良呢。是指着我们这个人说的。
This good refers to our person.
这个忠心呢，是指着我们对神和他的心意的一个态度。
The faithfulness is our disposition as far as God is concerned.
所以在侍奉上，永远是人是最重要的。
And so in service, the person is the most important.
神要注意我们到底是什么样的一种人。
The Lord wants to know what kind of person we are.
神所要的仆人
，The servant that God wants
是一个善良的仆人。
It's a good servant.
我们也晓得在教会历史上很多时候犯错误。
We know that in history of church, many errors were made.
有的人因为忠心的缘故就不太善良。
Some people are faithful but not good.
对弟兄姊妹很厉害。
They were very severe to brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，你的忠心是好的。
Your faithfulness is good.
但是你必须是一个善良的。
But you must also be a good servant.
当然有的人呢太好了又不忠心，这个也不行。
Some people are too good but not faithful.
所以圣经所要的是又善良又忠心的。
What the Bible wants is good and faithful.
一个善良的人
，a good person，
他是蛮有恩典的一个人。
He's full of grace.
他是从来不伤人的。
He will not harm others.
神的仆人的特性是有充满恩典又不伤人。
God's servant is full of grace, will not harm others.
我们晓得神把恩赐给我们。
We know that God gives us gifts.
这个恩赐跟恩典，这个在圣经的原文的字有是相通的。
There is a similarity between gifts and grace.
所以呢，恩赐最重要的目的是把恩典带出来。
Gifts, the purpose of gifts is to bring forth grace.
在教会里面，最能够叫别人得帮助的是恩典。
What helps others most in the church is grace.
恩赐固然也帮助人。
Gifts can help people too.
但是还没有恩典来得大。
But it's not as big as grace.
所以神给我们恩赐是希望我们能把恩典能够带出来。
When God gives us gifts, he hopes that grace would come forth.
所以我们要注意我们住这个人在主面前的追求。
So we need to notice the person that pursues the Lord.
我们这个人需要改变。
We need to change.
那么什么是善良呢？
What is faithful?
在马太福音十九章里面告诉我们。
Matthew 19, what is good? Matthew 19.
主对那个少年的官说,
The Lord told the young ruler,
你为什么称我是善良?
Why do you call me good?
他说只有一位是善良。
Only one is good.
就只有神是善良。
Only God is good.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 今天这个善良也不是指着人的好。
It is not about man's good.
那是指着基督在我们身上的表现。
It is about Christ's manifestation in us.
我们的主就是恩典。
Our Lord is grace.
所以我们要多多的把主服侍出去。
So we need to all the more serve Christ out of us.
多多的把主流露出来。
That Christ will flow out of us.
这就是恩典。
Because He is grace.
我们看见主耶稣在地上侍奉的时候。
We know that when the Lord was on this earth.
充满了恩典。
Full of grace.
那么，并且从来不伤害任何人。
And will never harm anyone.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在这里，神要我们这些侍奉主的人，第一个你要成为善良的人。
We need to be good.
然后呢，你要忠心。
Then you must be faithful.
对着神，对着神所托付的，要忠心。
What God has entrusted to us, we need to be faithful.
当然，要忠心的话，有一些的事我们需要注意。
There are things we need to notice if we are to be faithful.
那么你必须要不妥协。
You must not
compromise. 一个妥协的人呢，是不能够忠心的。
You cannot compromise. Someone compromise cannot be faithful.
那么你侍奉主要有原则。
You must have principle.
你没有原则，你也很难忠心。
If you have no principle, you cannot be faithful.
并且你要正直。
You have to be upright.
在你性格上面来讲是正直。
Your character must be upright.
然后你还可以能坚持。
Then you must be persistent.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
所以神所要的是又善良又忠心的仆人。
So God wants a good and faithful servant.
下面他就说了
Following,
他说你在不多的事上有忠心。
You are faithful in a few matters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常感觉说哈，这个一千的呢，这个是很少。
We often think that the one talent is very little.
两千的好像很多。
Like two talents more.
那么五千当然更多，对不对？
Of course, five talents even more.
但是在神来看的话呢，
As far as God is concerned,
这个五千也不是多。
The five talents is not a lot.
所以这就告诉我们，今天的主在地上啊，主所托付要求我们的并不多。
And so here it means that the Lord entrusted us is not much.
如果太多了，我们根本做不到。
We cannot do it if it's too much.
太高了，我们也达不到。
If it's too high, we cannot attain it.
主实在是怜恤我们。
The Lord is merciful to us.
所以呢，你不要以为说，哎呀，我只有一千，他有五千，他好多。
Never think that you have one talent, he has five, and he has more.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
五千也不多。
Five talents are not more.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
主在不多的事情上面托付我们。
The Lord entrusted us a few things only.
当我们能够忠心的时候
，If we are able to be faithful,
那么将来
，Then finally,
主说我要把许多的事派你管理。
Then I'll put you in charge of many things.
所以今天在今生在地上
，Today was on earth in this life.
主没有叫我们做什么大事。
The Lord did not cause us to do big things.
真正的重用你是将来开始的。
The real time He will use you is in the things to come.
当你进入那个天国的时候
，When you enter into the kingdom of heaven,
啊。进入那个千年国度的时候
In the middle kingdom,
那个时候神才会重托你
Then the Lord will really use you.
但今天在地上只不过是一个考验而已
Today is only a trial, a test.
所以我们要求主让我们在不多的事上能够学习忠心
That we will be faithful in a few things.
你不仅忠心将来能够得到神更大的托付
If you are faithful now, you'll be entrusted much more later.
你还可以进来享受主人的快乐
Then you can also enter the joy of the master
所以这个忠心是有奖赏的
And there is a reward in being faithful
那么这个也后面呢我们也许会多讲一点
I will talk about this more
那么我这次的负担呢
My burden this time around
我是把我的重点放在忠心这个点上
My emphasis is on faithfulness
那我们都知道马太福音24-25章
We know Matthew 24 and 25
这是讲到一个末后时代的光景
It's about the end days
那么在这个末后的时代
In this end days
神特别在这里要求也呼召忠心
The Lord particularly calls for faithfulness
其实历世历代的神都呼召他的仆人要忠心
All through the centuries God already called his servants to be faithful
但是到了末了的时代
But in the end days
神要特别呼召这个忠心
God in particularly calls for faithfulness
为什么呢
Why?
因为末了的时代是艰难的时代
Because in the last days are difficult days
要比以往要都来的困难
It's more difficult than all the days before
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们盼望这些日子我们能够听见主的这个呼召
That we might be able to hear God's calling
我们也能答应他的要求
That we may respond to his call
我们起来做一个忠心侍奉
That we will arise and be a faithful servant
我们要感谢我们的主
We want to thank the Lord
他是恩典的主
He is the Lord God of grace
我们知道从圣经里我们可以看见
From the Bible we can see
许多的事主都替我们做了
The Lord does many things for us
不需要我们做
Does not need us to do
但是呢唯有在忠心的事上面
By the matter of faithfulness
主不能替你做的
The Lord cannot do it for you
主可以做榜样
The Lord can be an example
但是必须要你自己负责任
But you have to be responsible
所以这个忠心是关乎到我们每个个人的
So this faithfulness has to do with all of us
尤其在马太福音25章这里
Especially in Matthew 25
这里是讲到每一个圣徒
It talks about every disciple
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们要求主给我们恩典
We ask the Lord to give us
grace 在这个末了的时代
In these last days
我们能够做一个忠心侍奉主的人
That we might be a faithful servant
这是神今天在地上非常重要的一个呼召。
It is a very important call for us.
那么我们从圣经里面呢，来看一看这个忠心的意义啊。
So we look at the Bible, what faithfulness means.
到底什么是忠心
？What is faithfulness?
那么从这个字的本身来看
，From the word itself，
希腊文这个字
，From the Greek，
忠心这个字是出自于信心。
The word faithfulness comes from the root word faith.
因为它这个字根呢，就是。信心
The root word is faith
同一个字根
The root word is faith
这个 pistis 这个字啊我们知道是信心
Pistis Greek
也翻作是忠心
It's to be this faith
所以忠心是从信心来的
So faithfulness comes from faith
当然信心讲到我们对主的一种的认识
faith with respect to how we know the Lord.
对主的信赖。
How we rely on Him.
所以一个没有信心的人是不可能忠心的。
A man without faith cannot be faithful.
啊，所以忠心一定是有信心的。
To be faithful must have faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个字呢
This word,
不仅用在我们身上
not only uses us on us,
这个字也用在神的身上
It also is on God himself.
在圣经里面当这个字用在神的身上的时候
In the Bible, when faith is referred to the God,
我们中文把它翻成信实
we in Chinese refer faithfulness.
那这个圣经讲说神是信实的
We say God is faithful.
那意思说神向着他自己是忠诚的
As far as God is to himself, he is faithful.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
他从来不能不会背乎他的自己。
He will not deny himself.
他事情怎样定规他就一定按照这个所定规的去实行。
How he has planned for something, he will fulfill it.
所以我们因为他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
所以我们看见他的爱不改变。
His love never changes.
他的旨意也不改变。
His will never changes.
他的呼召也从来不改变。
His calling never changes.
所以我们的神从始至终都是一样。
And so our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以因此这个忠这个字的里面呢包含着一个不变的性质在里面。
And so the word faith has got a connotation of never changing.
那意思说那个变来变去的那个就不忠心。
And the one who changes here and there is not faithful.
啊到了这个情况里面就是这样做到了那个环境里面那样做这个不是忠心。
A person is not faithful if in this circumstance he does one thing, in that circumstance he does another thing.
我们的神不管你时代怎么样改变
Our God, regardless of the age,
人怎样改变
how man changes,
他始终如一
He is the faithful
因为他是信实的神
Because he is a faithful God
因为他是信实的神
Because he is a faithful God
所以今天我们能够完全的依靠他
We can totally rely on him
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个字用在神的身上的时候呢
This word when it refers to God
就翻译成信实
It's faithfulness
不仅我们天上的父神是信实的
Not only is our God, our Father faithful
我们的主耶稣基督他也被称作是诚信真实。
Our Lord Jesus is also termed as the true and faithful one.
那么在希伯来书里面
In Hebrews,
讲到他的忠心
It talks about his faithfulness.
讲到他的信实
Talks about his faithfulness.
那么弟兄姊妹们在启示录里面也讲到
In Revelations it also says,
那么他的名被称作诚信真实。
His name is the faithful, true and faithful one.
那么我们知道主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
Our Lord Jesus when he was in the flesh.
他在地上33年半的时间
Three and a half years.
他忠于他的父亲
He was totally faithful to the Father.
他与他的父完全一致
He was totally one with the Father.
他从来不做自己的事情
He will never do his own work.
他完全按照父的计划行事
He will totally follow his father's plan
所以我们的主成了一个忠心的一个榜样
So he became an example of faithfulness
感谢主因为这个忠心他成就了父的旨意
Because of that faithfulness he fulfilled the father's will
圣经也说他面向耶路撒冷
His face was toward Jerusalem
也讲到他的脸面像坚石一样像石头一样
His face was like a flint facing towards Jerusalem
主从来没有改变过
The Lord never changes
所以我们的主是信实的神
Our Lord's a faithful God
感谢神
Thank the Lord
不仅他是信实的
Not only is he faithful
弟兄姊妹我们看见圣灵来了
The Holy Spirit came
圣灵也是信实的灵
The Holy Spirit is also a faithful spirit
圣灵在约翰福音16章13节那里说
In John 16:13
圣灵来不凭自己说话
The Spirit does not come and speak on his own
他乃是把所听见的都说出来
Whatever he hears, he speaks
所以今天圣灵在地上的工作
And so the Holy Spirit's work today
他也完全忠于神的托付
He totally faithful to the Father's entrustment
圣灵从来不做父的计划之外的事情
The Holy Spirit will not do something apart from the Father's plan
我想今天呢对于有许多追求圣灵的神的百姓来讲有点领悟上的错误
Today there's some misunderstanding those who pursue after the Holy Spirit
好像圣灵的兴趣很多
It's as if they have a lot of interest in the Holy Spirit
做这个做那个
You'll do this and do that
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们知道圣灵是神能力的灵
We know that the Holy Spirit is
the
power of God.
是丰富的灵。
He is the abundant.
他的工作实在是非常的丰富。
His work is abundant.
但是呢，他的目的却是很专一的。
But his purpose is very specific.
他要成就 成就神所托付他的事情。
He will fulfill what God entrusted him.
在圣经里面呢
，In the Bible，
创世纪二十四章
，In Genesis chapter 24，
那里记载的一个故事
，There's a story。
其实圣经记载这些故事都是为着来说明的。
The Lord records all this so as to clarify.
我们知道那个时候亚伯拉罕年纪老了。
We know that Abraham was old.
他要为他的儿子以撒娶个亲。
He wants to find a bride for Isaac.
所以呢，他就托付他一个最老的仆人。
He entrusted an older servant.
要去为以撒娶一个亲。
To find a bride for Isaac.
啊，那么当他走之前呢
？Before he left.
我们知道那个。那个亚伯拉给了他很多的这个财富、
gave him a lot of wealth
啊，十匹的这个骆驼
on the camels
啊，然后他就叫他把他的手放在他的大腿底下
and asked his hand to put on the thigh of Abraham
要起誓
and to tell him
就说你绝对不可以为我的儿子娶个迦南人
you cannot find a Canaanite woman for my son
要回到我的本族本家去。
You must go back to my native land.
为我的妻子，为我的儿子娶个妻子。
To find a wife for my son.
啊，我们都知道这个老仆人很忠心。
We know that this servant was faithful.
所以他一路上祷告神。
And so he on the way he prayed to the Lord.
啊，最后呢，娶到了利百加。
And then found Rebecca.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters. 那么最后他找到利百加的时候。
After finding Rebecca.
哎呀，他看见这就是神为着。他主人的儿子所预备的这个妻
This is a person whom the Lord has prepared for his master's son
啊，那很有趣的就是当他来到那个井旁的时候、啊、
When he came to the well
他心里面想如果这里谁啊能给打水给我喝给我的骆驼喝那就是
Whoever of these ladies, maidens can water my feet, my camels
啊，结果就看见利百加来了
And then Rebecca came
我们晓得今天有很多的姊妹取名字叫利百加
Do many sisters call themselves Rebecca?
啊，圣经讲利百加是一个很漂亮的女子
The Bible speaks about Rebecca as a beautiful woman
但是呢你知道吗利百加也是一个很强壮的女子
Rebecca is also a very strong woman
啊，因为呢她能给十头骆驼这个喝水这是很不容易的事情
To feed 10 camels is not a simple matter
啊，感谢神
Thank the Lord
那么这个老仆人很忠心的为以撒找到了一个妻子。
This faithful servant found a bride for Isaac.
我们晓得这是圣经里面的一幅图画。
This is a picture in the Bible.
告诉我们说，圣灵来到地上，他居仆人的地位。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he takes on the position of a slave.
他要为基督找到妻子。
To find a bride for Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们看见，
we see,
无论是圣父，无论是圣子、圣灵，都是信使。
Whether the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, they are all faithful.
神向着他自己忠诚。
The Lord is faithful to Himself.
所以今天我们这些人呢
？So today,
我们应当成为主的跟随者。
We ought to be followers of the Lord.
啊，我们也应该成为一些忠心的人。
We also ought to be faithful.
你看，在启示录第十七章那里啊。
In Revelation chapter 17.
启示录第十七章。
In Revelation chapter 17.
十四节那里说
Verse 14,
他们与羔羊征战羔羊必胜过他们因为羔羊是万主之主万王之王同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜
These will wage war against the Lamb and the Lamb will overcome them because he is the Lord of hosts and King of kings and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful
启示录也是讲到末了的时代
Revelation also talk about the end
所以神要呼召忠心的人
The Lord wants to call faithful servants
我们应该成为主忠心的同伴
We ought to be the faithful followers of the Lamb
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
凡是羔羊的跟随者
Whoever are the followers of the Lamb
都应该是忠心的
Ought to be faithful
啊，在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament
我们看见那些跟随大卫的人
Those who follow after David
被称为大卫的勇士
They are the warriors of David, mighty men
啊，在历代志上历代志上记载着
In 1 Chronicles
那里所有跟随大卫的人他们都是忠心于大卫
All those who follow David are faithful to David
弟兄姊妹们无论大卫往哪里去他们跟随
Wherever David went, they went
那么他们无论什么环境上的改变他们跟随大卫
Whatever the change of the circumstances, they follow David
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天我们也应当成为主耶稣基督的忠心的跟随者。
Today we also ought to be the faithful followers of the Lord Jesus.
啊，当然，忠心是非常的重要的。
Yes, faithfulness is very important.
啊， 我们从圣经里面可以看见啊。
The Bible tells us.
神为什么要求我们忠心呢
？Why does the Lord require want us to be faithful？
我们可以看见哈、啊，我们跟神之间呢，有三重不同的关系。
We have three different kinds of relationships with the Lord.
当然，我们和神之间有很多的关系。
Yes, we have a lot of relationships with the Lord.
但是这三重的关系
，But there are these threefold things.
是特别要求忠心的。
It's in particularly with respect to faithfulness.
那么第一个关系
，The first thing,
就是丈夫与妻子之间的关系。
And there's a relationship between husband and wife.
那么第二个关系
，Second,
是朋友对朋友的关系
，Between friends.
第三个关系
The third,
是主人和仆人之间的关系
Between the master and the servant.
我们晓得在这三种的关系里面都是要求忠心的
In these three things require faithfulness.
我们都知道夫妻之间是绝对要求忠心
Between husband and wife absolutely require faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹们
and sisters,
我们晓得在旧约时代中啊
We know in the Old Testament,
神对待以色列的百姓呢像对待自己的妻子一样
The way that how the Lord treats the children of Israel is like unto his wife.
啊但是我们会发现呢，以色列人呢是一个不忠贞的妻子。
But we know that Israel was an unfaithful wife.
所以常常叫神很伤心。
And so the Lord was very sad.
神特别借着先知们啊，表达他里面的这个感觉。
And to the prophet manifested his feelings.
啊，有的时候啊，这个神的心呢很愤怒。
And sometimes the Lord's heart was furious.
所以圣经里面称神为忌邪的神。
And he was a jealous God.
啊，你看英文就讲 jealous。
English is jealous.
啊，我们知道只有在夫妻之间的关系上面，这个 jealous 不是犯罪。
Only jealousy is not a sin as far as husband and wife is concerned.
这是正常的、合理的要求。
Normal is required.
所以夫妻之间是要求忠诚的。
And so husband and wife needs faithfulness.
所以因为以色列百姓呢，他们呢背弃神。
Because the children of Israel forsook God.
他们拜偶像。
They went to idols.
他们跟从外邦人的习惯。
They followed the customs of the nation.
所以很多时候叫神心里面非常的痛苦。
And so the Lord was very saddened within him.
神看他们好像是一个不忠贞的妻子。
And they were like an unfaithful wife.
所以你知道先知们指责说非常的厉害。
And so the rebuke of the prophets was harsh.
在以西结书和西阿书里面都有很严厉的话。
In Hosea and Ezekiel, all harsh words.
他指责以色列百姓是淫妇。
They are adulterous.
甚至讲他们是妓女
they are prostitutes
哦，弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
神为什么要这样的来责备他们
why did the Lord rebuke them,
因为这是一个丈夫对着妻子的一个要求
because it's a requirement between husband and wife
所以在丈夫与妻子的关系上面
and so as far as relationship of husband and wife
神是要求忠心的
the Lord requires faithfulness
我们的神是忠实的丈夫
the Lord is a faithful husband
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
到了新约时代中间
when we come to a New Testament
我们都知道教会乃是羔羊的妻
We know that the church is the wife of the lamb
我们一蒙恩得救
After we are saved
我们就是已经许配给基督了
We have been given to God
我们要成为主耶稣基督妻子
We become the wife of the Lord
那么所以呢做妻子的人要忠心
And so as a wife you need to be faithful
感谢主我们的主这是一个好丈夫好良人
Our Lord is a good husband
他是非常的忠心的
He is extremely faithful
那么今天呢我们是不是很忠心他跟他呢
are we faithful to him today?
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
我们作为神的儿女
We are children of God
我们应该成为童真的子民
We ought to be virgin people
啊，那么保罗在哥林多后书特别讲到
Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us
我们应该向着主有一个专一的一个心
We ought to have one heart to the Lord.
我们不可以像夏娃一样。
We cannot be like Eve.
受撒旦的引诱呢。
Tempted by the evil one.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
在神与我们所建立的第一个关系就是丈夫与妻子的关系上面所以要求我们忠心。
And so in the first matter, the Lord wants faithfulness between husband and wife.
所以这个要求是合理的。
This is indeed a correct one.
这个要求是完全是对的。
It is correct.
我们感谢主啊
Thank the Lord,
在教会历史中啊
in church history,
我们又看见很多神的儿女们
we see many of God's people,
当他们在患难中的时候
when they are in difficulty,
他们的妻子非常的忠心
the wife, is very faithful.
我们常常只注意到那些弟兄们怎样为主受苦
we often see how the brothers, are faithful,
好像我们
suffering for the Lord.
许多时候都忘记了有很多妻子也同样受苦
we often forget the wives are faithful, suffering.
我记得 我曾经看过这个尼托森弟兄，他有个侄女啊，那么他写的关于尼斯姆最后的一段故事。
Brother Nee's books has a niece that wrote the story about the wife of Watchman Nee.
我心里非常受感动。
My heart was touched.
我们都知道我们的弟兄被关在监牢里面关了二十多年，最后殉道。
We know that our brother was martyred, stayed in a prison for 20 odd years.
那他本来是被判十五年的。
At first he was sentenced 15 years.
那么到快到十五年的时候。
At the 15th year.
那个时候尼斯姆年纪也很大。
And so the wife of Watchman Nee was getting old, and one eye was blind.
我们知道在中国那一段的时间里面
，in China in that time,
有很多人丈夫被关在监牢里
，many of the husbands were put in prison.
那么这政府要求他们，你跟那个人离婚。
The government authorities wanted the husband and wife to divorce.
你跟他划清界限。
That you put a line in between.
那么当你跟他这个离婚之后呢
？After divorce,
政府就可以照顾你。
Then the government can look after the wife.
很多人都离了婚了。
Many people divorced.
但是感谢主，我们的姊妹没有离婚。
But thank the Lord, our sister never did divorce.
那么那个时候呢，快到十五年，他听说好像时候快到，你弟兄大概可以出来。
About 15 years was almost up, and she heard that Brother Nee was coming out.
心里非常的高兴。
She was extremely happy.
所以她就想在家里面把家里面整理一下，准备那么接你弟兄。
And so she prepared the house so that Brother Nee could come back.
那么有一天，他大概到一个柜子上面要拿点东西。
He went one day to a cupboard to take something.
所以他就拿一个板凳站在那个板凳上面。
And he took a stool and stood on it.
结果呢，不幸从板凳上摔下来。
And so unfortunately she fell.
那么摔下来之后呢，她就中风了。
At that time she had a stroke.
所以他们就把她送到医院里面去。
And so they put her to the hospital.
因为她是一个反革命家庭出身的一个妇女。
Because she was against the revolution for a family.
他们就把她那个病床放在一个走廊上面。
And so they took her bed and put it onto a corridor.
几天几夜都没有任何人来看她。
And so for days no one came to visit her.
那些医生经过、护士经过，没有人看她。
And so days on end, the doctors and nurses did not come.
所以最后我们的姊妹就很痛苦的在那个走廊上面过世。
And then finally she died in the corridor.
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
我读到这个故事，心里非常受感动。
When I read the story, I was really touched.
我们的姊妹不仅是爱主。
Not only did she love the Lord,
她向着她的丈夫也是忠诚的。
And she was like her husband, very faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
在夫妻的关系上面
，as far as husband and wife are concerned，
神是要求忠诚。
The Lord requires faithfulness.
今天我们在地上婚姻的关系上，我们知道这个忠诚是很重要的。
So as far as we getting married is concerned, faithfulness is important.
但是很可惜啊。
But pitifully，
在旧约时代中。
In the Old Testament,
以色列是不忠贞的妻子。
Israel is an unfaithful wife.
那么今天的教会呢
？Today the church,
我们是忠贞的妻子吗
？Are we a faithful wife?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
特别到末后的时代
，especially in the last days,
地上的光景越过越混乱。
The conditions on earth is getting more and more problematic.
我们要记住
，We must remember,
我们是羔羊的妻
，We are the wife of the Lamb.
我们是已经许配给基督
，We have been and betrothed to the Lamb.
圣灵在我们的身上。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit in our life.
做凭职，做那个 guarantee.
This is a guarantee.
那么有的人说那个字啊，圣经的原文可以把它翻作是个戒指。
It's the word can also be seen as a ring.
所以当一个女孩子订婚以后啊
，After a girl is engaged.
那么她戴上戒指
，She wears a ring.
那么他就知道自己已经许配给别人了。
She knows that she has been betrothed.
这个戒指呢是提醒他。
This ring is a reminder.
今天圣灵在我们身上也是一样。
Today the Holy Spirit
提醒我们。
On our lives also reminds us.
我们已经许配给基督。
We have been betrothed to the Lord.
我们不可以在主之外有另外的任何其他的追求。
Apart from the Lord, we have no other pursuit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是我们和神所建立的头一个。
This is the first relationship.
是丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
It's between husband and the wives.
那么第二个关系
，the second，
就是朋友对朋友之间的关系。
It's between friends.
我们晓得在朋友的关系之中间也是要求忠诚的。
Between friends, the law also requires faithfulness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那 在旧约的时代里面
，In the Old Testament，
我们晓得没有几个人能被称作是神的朋友。
Not many can be called friends of God。
摩西曾经被称作是神的朋友。
Moses was once called a friend of God。
其实呢，圣经告诉我们说呢，神跟摩西面对面讲话，有如人间的朋友。
The Bible records that God spoke to Moses face to face, as if a friend would speak to each other face to face.
那么神把摩西呢当成朋友来看待。
God regarded Moses as a friend.
所以我们晓得朋友之间的讲话是不一样的。
And so the speaking between friends are different.
啊，这是很亲密的，很愉快的。
It's intimate and joyful.
啊，神没有摆出来，他是一个王，你是个仆人，他不是这样。
The Lord did not put himself as king and you are the slave.
神把他摆在一个朋友的地位上面。
The position of friends.
是朋友在一起的谈话，这个叫谈心。
And when friends converse, it's conversing the heart.
那么还有一个人，就亚伯拉罕。
Another is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是圣经里面讲到他是神的朋友。
And the Bible says he's a friend of God.
那么这个朋友的名，这个字呢，跟在摩西身上所用那个字呢，意思有点不一样。
The friend referred to Abraham and the friend to Moses a bit different.
亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友。
Abraham as God's friend.
这个朋友这个字有时候就把它翻成是爱。
This word friend can be translated to love.
所以呢，这个朋友可以翻作是亲密的朋友。
And this friend is an intimate friend.
是充满爱的朋友。
Filled with love.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在旧约时代中间，唯有亚伯拉罕被称作是神的亲密朋友。
Only Abraham in the Old Testament is referred to as the intimate friend.
因为亚伯拉罕对神完全有信心。
Because Abraham had full faith in God.
他在一切的事上信赖神。
In all things he had faith in God.
所以因此呢，他和神之间呢，变成了一个亲密的朋友。
And so he had a very intimate relationship.
神所有一切的要求，他都是非常的忠心的去做。
And so all God's requirements of him, he was very faithful in fulfilling them.
虽然他也有失败。
Although he had failures.
但是大体上来讲，他向着神是忠心的。
But in all aspects, he was by and large faithful.
所以神在加勒底的乌尔遇见他的时候。
And so when God met him on the Ur of Chaldeans.
那么神要他走，他就走了。
When the Lord wanted him to go, he went.
啊，那么神就带他到迦南美地区。
And then God brought him to the land of Canaan.
在迦南美地他成为神的好朋友。
And then he became the intimate friend of God in Canaan.
所以当时在地上。
And so at the time on earth.
只有亚伯拉罕的家是神常常去的。
And so only Abraham's house God frequently went.
我们知道你如果有个好朋友啊。
If you're a good friend.
那你就常常去他家了。
You often go to the house.
啊，那么有事没事就去他家了。
And you constantly go to the house.
坐一坐啊，谈谈话，哎呀。
And then you constantly converse with that person. And very joyful inside.
所以你可以看见在那一个时代里面。
In that era.
地上只有一个家庭是神常常去的。
On the earth, there's only one family that God always spent.
因为神看亚伯拉罕是他的好朋友。
Because God deemed Abraham his good friend.
到最后神要求他把以撒献上的时候。
And so when God required him to offer up Isaac.
我们看见亚伯拉罕实在是神的好朋友。
And so indeed, Abraham was God's good friend.
啊，中国人讲这个义无反顾啊，义无反顾啊，这个
never,
是好朋友，对不对
？It's a good friend, never refusing everything he offered up.
啊，我们中国人呢，有时候朋友之间是很讲义气的。
In the Chinese, between friends, it always talks about 义气啊，
讲公益是吧？其实。
Loyalty.
凡是好朋友，那就是没有话讲。
If it's a good friend, then nothing else to, you know, squabble about.
所以你也可以看见，当神对亚伯兰说：“你把你的儿子给我。”
You say, "Give me your son."
亚伯兰说：“好，给。”
And Abraham said, "Good, okay, I give."
没有考虑就给了。
Never thought, give.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
这是好朋友。
This is a good friend.
所以在旧约圣经的里面
，In the Old Testament,
没有几个人能称为神的朋友。
Not many people can be called friend of God.
但是到了新约时代中
，When we come to New Testament，
我们看见我们每一个人都应该是主的朋友。
Every one of us is a friend of God.
约翰福音第十五章
，John chapter 15，
很清楚地告诉我们
，Very clearly tells us，
对门徒们说
，The Lord tells his disciples，
从此之后我不再称你们为仆人
，No longer do I call you slaves，
我要称你们为朋友
，I call you friends，
因为仆人不能知道主人的事
，Because slaves do not know the will of the master，
只有朋友可以知道主人
，Only friends know the will。
啊。我想在座很多年轻人
I see here many young people.
你们有很多的朋友对不对
You have many friends.
啊，有的做父母的人呢，这个是最头痛的是什么这个孩子什么事情都不跟你讲跟朋友讲、啊、
one of the greatest headaches of parents have is that the child never tells anything to the parents but to the friends.
他很多事情的父母都不知道，朋友知道。
Many things the parents don't know, but the friends know.
因为他这里有一个朋友的关系在那里。
Because there is a relationship with the friend.
所以主对门徒们说，从此之后你们是我的朋友。
So from now onwards, you are my friends.
那就是我们可以谈心。
Then we can talk heart to heart.
我可以把我所有的事情都告诉你。
That I can tell you everything.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天主也把我们当作朋友。
Today the Lord deems us friends.
最叫我里面受感动的。
And so what touches me?
就是连那个出卖主的犹大。
Even the one who betrayed Jesus, Judas.
你看三年半的时间跟随主。
3.5 years he followed Jesus.
主世代对他是何等的好。
The Lord was indeed good to him.
哎，主啊，知道他喜欢偷钱，就把钱包让他管。
The Lord knew that he loved to steal, and so let him take charge of the purse.
主耶稣实在是善良的仆人呐。
He was indeed a good servant.
哎，你喜欢钱吗？我就把钱给你。你看多这个多好。
You like money, so gave him money.
所以圣经也讲说了，这个犹大就常常偷偷就偷一点钱。
And so Bible says that Judas always stole money.
主也知道。
The Lord knew.
但是主人就是包容他。
The Lord was able to accept him.
到最后啊，他用30块钱把主卖掉了。
Finally, he betrayed the Lord with 30 pieces of silver.
很少的钱啊。
Very little money.
把主卖掉了。
He sold the Lord.
但是那天在克西马尼园的时候。
By the day in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你看主碰见这个犹大的时候。
When the Lord met with Judas.
主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
主说朋友。
Say friend.
你所要做的你做吧。
What you've come to do, do quickly.
主永远做他的朋友。
The Lord is forever his friend.
那么犹大不愿意做主的朋友。
But the Lord, Judas was not willing to be his friend.
弟兄姊妹，主愿意做我们的朋友。
The Lord is willing to be our friend.
你愿意做他的朋友。
Are you willing to be his friend?
如果是朋友。
If friend.
那么你就要忠心。
Then you must be faithful.
啊，朋友之间是要求忠心的。
Between friends, you must be faithful.
所以盼望主带领我们。
May the Lord lead us.
不仅成为主的朋友。
Not only the Lord's friend.
要成为主的密友。
Must be God's close friend.
是最亲爱的朋友。
The closest of friends.
要像亚伯拉罕一样。
Must be like Abraham.
跟神之间常常能够说话。
That of constantly speaking to God.
那么我们要求他做什么，他帮我们做。
Whatever we ask of a friend, he will help us.
那么他要求我们的时候呢，我们也照做。
When a friend requires of us, we will help.
弟兄姊妹，永远做主的朋友。
Forever to be God's friend.
做主忠心的朋友。
Faithful friend.
所以在这个关系上面是要求忠心的。
And so in this matter, require faithfulness.
那么第三方面。
The third.
就是呢，是主人对仆人之间的一个要
求。It's a relationship between masters and slaves.
我们晓得一个仆人。
We know a master.
他必须忠于他的主人。
You know, a slave has to be faithful to the master.
这个才是好仆人。
And that's a good slave.
啊，这个我想这个道理我们大家都很清楚的。
We all understand this.
啊，但是我们知不知道我们跟主之间我们有这样的一个关系呢？
Do you realize that you have such a relationship with the Lord?
我们是神的仆人。
We are his servants.
这个不是光是指着今天的传道人说的。
It is not just for preachers.
每一个神的儿女都是神的仆人。
Every child of God is God's servant.
并且在新约的时代中间。
And in the New Testament.
我们晓得神是特别用儿子来做仆人的。
The Lord uses sons as servants.
所以到新约开始。
And so in the New Testament,
神的儿子自己到地上来做仆人。
God's own son came to be a servant.
那么今天神要我们做仆人之先呢？
And before we become servants, the Lord first redeemed us.
神先把生命给我们。
He gave us his life.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
Then we become his children.
然后呢，我们才做神的仆人。
Then we become his servants.
所以在主耶稣基督的许多比喻里面。
So in many of the Lord's parables.
他常常讲到父亲跟儿子之间。
He always talk about the relationship of father and son.
叫儿子到葡萄园里面去做事情。
That the son would go to the vineyard.
叫儿子去做工。
And the son would work.
弟兄姊妹们，这就说明什么？在新约的时代中间。
In the New Testament.
我们站在儿子的地位上做神的仆人。
We are in the position of sons to be his servants.
哇，这是非常非常宝贵的一件事情。
And this is most precious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得有一些家庭啊
We know that there are some families,
他们有家庭事业
There's a family career
那么这个家庭事业呢
This family career,
常常这个爸爸就用儿子做仆人
The father would use a son to be a servant
但是你知道这个做仆人跟你从外面呢请来的那个不一样啊
But this servant is different from
someone you hired.
因为你训练他，训练他到最后怎么样？这个产业就交给他了。
Because you will train that person, and finally inheritance will be given to the son.
他不会交给那个外面的人的。
He wouldn't give to the hired man.
所以今天我们可以说，神的事业是个家庭事业。
And so God's career is a family career.
所以呢，我们应当站在仆人的地位上面。
Lord's business is a family business.
主人要求仆人的是忠心。
And what the master requires service faithfulness.
这个当然呢，有的主人喜欢用这个聪明的这个仆人。
Some masters want intelligent servants.
但是呢，那个忠心的仆人更好，对不对？
But the faithful servant is better.
今天老师讲，神在地上呢，不太喜欢用那个太聪明的工人。
Frankly, the Lord doesn't want to use two intelligent servants.
对不起啊，这个我们弟兄所讲的聪明跟这个聪明不一样。
What our brother talk about intelligent is not this. What I'm talking about intelligent.
因为在教会里面太多聪明的工人了。
Today in the church there are too many intelligent servants.
教程很伤心，伤脑筋。
The guy is a headache.
不好用。
Hard to use.
所以在神的家里面呢，神是宁可用一个忠心的仆人。
The Lord prefers to use a faithful servant.
所以老实讲，神也不太在乎我们的才干。
The Lord doesn't really care too much about our abilities.
所以呢，五千、两千、一千。
So five talents, two talents, one talent.
重要的是能够忠心的侍奉神。
The most important is to be able to be faithful.
所以我们作为神的仆人。
So we who are God's servant.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要向着。
We have to be faithful to the Lord.
所以这里有三重的关系。
So here are three kinds of relationships.
这是圣经很清楚的给我们看见的。
The Bible is very clear.
我们跟主之间是夫妻的关系。
We and the Lord, husband and wife relationship.
我们跟主之间是朋友之间的关系。
We and the Lord, relationship of the friends.
我们跟主之间有主人和仆人之间的关系。
You see, we and the Lord, we also have masters and servants.
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
在这三重的关系上面，
in this threefold relationship,
所要求的是忠心。
It's faithfulness.
所以因此根据于这三重的关系。
And so these three kinds of relationships,
圣经里面就告诉我们，我们有一些事是必须要忠心的。
There are some matters we ought to be faithful.
第一个，
First,
忠于主的名。
That we will be faithful to his name.
不弃绝主的名。
That we will not, turn away his spirit.
我们晓得我们一蒙恩得救之后，我们就归在主的名下了，对不对？
So once we are redeemed, we are under his name.
其实这个也是一个婚姻的关系嘛。
This is also a marriage.
那么不仅中国人是这样，西方人也是这样。
Not only is it for people in China, but people in the West.
只要你一嫁给什么人呢？
If you are married to someone.
那么马上呢，你这个做妻子的上面就要冠着丈夫的姓，对不对？
The lady's name would have the husband's name before it. Surname.
比方说我的姊妹哈，她本来姓刘。
My wife, she was surnamed Liu.
那么嫁给我的姓孙的，她现在就变姓孙。
And so after married to me, became a son.
所以我记得刚刚结婚那段时间啊。
When I was first married.
人家见到是孙姊妹，她不习惯。
So when I said sister, son, she was not used to it.
因为她还没有习惯。
Mr. Son.
这个归在我的名下。
And she was not comfortable to be under my name.
但是经过了这几十年之后呢？
After tens of years.
人家叫她孙姊妹，哎呀，她很快乐。
And when you call her Mrs. Son, she will be very happy.
也很自然。
And very natural.
因为什么？那么我们两个是夫妻嘛。
Because we're husband and wife.
是吧？你。连美国人也是一样的。
Even for the Americans.
你嫁给一个什么人，你的姓就改了。
After you're married to somebody, your surname changes.
所以今天呢，我们蒙恩得救之后呢，
today,
我们是归在主的名下了。
Today after we are redeemed, we are under his name.
所以这个名，
this name,
你必须要向着他忠诚。
Then you must be faithful to that name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
他是何等的爱我们。
He loves us.
那么他没有嫌弃我们的败坏。
He does not despise our fallenness.
那么他把我们从世界中找回来。
And that from the world he found us.
他爱我们。
He loved us.
然后呢，让我们成为他的妻。
And we became his people.
归在他的名下。
People under his name.
所以作为一个基督徒，
as a Christian,
我们必须忠于主的名。
We have to be faithful to his name.
在启示录第十四章里告诉我们，
In Revelation chapter 14 there tells us,
那么在那里有一班人，
there is a people，
他们的数目是四万四千，
there are 14,000 people。
那么这里提到他们的时候啊，他说我又
144,000，
对，他说我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，
and they saw the lamb on Mount Zion，
同他有十四万四千人，
and with them there are 144,000，
都有他的名和他父的名写在额上，
and they had his name and the father's name on their foreheads。
我们晓得这班人是羔羊的跟随者，
and they are the followers of the lamb，
他们是在锡安山上是主的同伴，
and they are the companions of the Lord in Mount Zion。
那么他们所显出来第一个特性是什么？
And so the first characteristic, what is it?
就是在他们的额头上面有主的名，有父的名。
And on their foreheads, the name, his name and the name of his father.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
我们晓得一个人的额头啊，也是一个很明显的地方。
And this is a very obvious place on the forehead.
所以在旧约时代中间啊，
In the Old Testament,
这个大祭司戴着那个冠冕的时候，
the high priest when he was to wear his
这个额头上要挂一个牌子，叫归耶和华为圣。
On his foreheads will be the words unto the Lord.
就是这是我们人呢、啊、很突出很明显的一个地方。
It is a place very obvious to all.
就是你一看这个人。
Once you see this person,
你就看很容易就看到他的额头。
Then you see the forehead.
所以我们看见今天地上有很多这些团体，他们示威的时候啊，他们这个头上喜欢扎个金，对不对
？And so many people on strike or so they put a band here on the forehead.
扎了一个这个，表示我现在示威了。
And they put a band representing they are on a cause.
你看绑在额头上
，on a strike.
对，这个绑在额头上，你就是很明显的。
And so very obvious when it's on the forehead.
所以这些人是把主的名和父的名放在额头上。
And so they put his name and the name of his father on the forehead.
也可以说他们是把主的名和父的名放在他们生活中非常明显的地方。
And so his name and the father's name in the way they live very obvious.
他们处处告诉别人他是基督徒。
And they tell everyone that they are Christians.
他是在主的名下的。
That they are under his name，
是在父的名下的。
Under his father's name，
我们知道今天有很多基督徒啊。
Today we have many Christians，
甚至很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Many young people，
他们呢信了主之后呢，很不好意思。
After they believe in the Lord， they were shy and embarrassed，
就怕人家知道他是信耶稣的。
They don't want people to know that they are Christians。
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们不能因这个名啊，我们觉得羞耻。
We cannot be ashamed of his name。
所以这班人他们跟随主。
This group of people follow the Lord.
他们把主的名放在这个额头上。
They put the Lord's name on the forehead.
我就讲，就像我的姊妹出去，她就告诉，哎，姊妹你贵姓？她说我姓孙。
And so when my wife goes out, I just ask her what's your surname? She says I am son.
人家说怎么称呼你？叫我孙姊妹就好了。
So how do people call you? Call me Mr. Son.
这个叫做把这个姓名呢挂在额头上。
And that is to put her surname on the forehead.
我们甚至有很多的弟兄姊妹啊。
I've had many brothers.
到了很多场合里面，连这个吃饭的时候你都不好意思祷告啊。
Even have ashamed to pray for meal during a meal.
哎呀，我感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我这次从西雅图来的时候。
This time when I came from Seattle.
我碰见了两个弟兄姊妹。
I met two brothers and sisters.
哎呀。我在一个房间，我看见有一个人坐下来之后，他就低头，祷告谢饭。
I was in a room and I saw two people bowing their heads to pray.
心里觉得很快乐。
And I was very joyful.
还有一个姊妹也是一样。
And there was a sister.
在这个公共场合的这种饭厅里面，她就是低头祷告。
In a public place for food, she prayed.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters，
我们不能在世人的跟前羞于认主的名啊，对不对？
We cannot cause the Lord's name to be ashamed in public.
我们应该告诉外面人我是基督徒。
We ought to tell the public that we are Christians.
那么我们把主的名放在我们的额头上面。
We put the Lord's name on our foreheads.
我记得我曾经告诉过你们，我那个时候在军中服役的时候。
And I was serving in the army.
哇，有一个弟兄实在是很好。
There was a brother who was indeed very good.
他是从这个菲律宾去的一个华侨。
He was from the Philippines.
哇，在军中当兵啊！
In the army。
那么他碰见什么人都传福音哎。
Whoever he met, he would preach the gospel。
那个碰见连长跟他传福音。
So commander, I preach the gospel.
碰见了我们的那个整个中心的那个主管，也给他传福音。
Preach to the in charge of all the person.
有一次我经过那个连长的房间的时候啊。
Once I passed by this commander's room.
哎呦，我看见他拉着连长两个跪在那里祷告。
He pulled the commander and prayed together with him.
哎呀，我看见我实在很羞愧。
I was very ashamed when I saw it.
有一次他跟我讲。
Once he told me,
他说孙弟兄啊
say, brother son,
我们这个全营呢准备要这个开这个同乐会
this whole barrack, this whole place we want to have a party.
我跟他们要求啊给我一个节目
I asked them to give me an item.
他说我要上去传福音
I want to go up and preach the gospel.
哇，在军队里面他要传福音
You want to preach the gospel in the whole army camp.
哇，这个弟兄实在是很勇敢啊
This brother was very courageous.
他无论到哪里，他都把主的名挂在这里哈。
Wherever he went, he would place for the Lord's name.
哎呀，我那时候跟他在一起，我是很惭愧。
I was very ashamed when I was with this brother.
弟兄的见证很刚强。
This brother's testimony was very strong.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们要把主的名和父的名挂在额头上。
Today we ought to place on our foreheads the Father's name and His name.
那么这个呢，还有另外一个意义。
This has another meaning.
就是今天在地上，无论你说什么，你做什么。都要以主的名为念。
Today, whatever you do and say, you have to be according to His name.
因为这个额头是我们人思想的地方。
Because the head is where the mind thinks.
当你做这件事情的时候
，Before you do something,
你要想一想这个会不会叫主的名受羞辱。
You have to think if this what you do causes a shame, the Lord's name to be ashamed.
你这句话出去能够荣耀主的名吗
？Whether what you say will glorify the Lord.
那么你做这件事情的时候
，When you do this thing.
你做这个事可以荣耀主的名吗
？Can you glorify His name？
你做这件事情会不会叫主的名受羞辱呢
？Will you cause the Lord's name to be ashamed？
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要忠于主的名。
We have to uphold the Lord's name。
要把这个名挂在我们额头上面。
We have to be faithful to the Lord's name and to put on our foreheads。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
在教会的历史上
，In church history，
我们看见有成千上万神的百姓
，There are thousands of God's people，
为着不弃绝主的名
，Because they do not want to put the Lord's name to shame，
他们被杀殉道
，They were martyred，
所以为着主的名殉道的人真是多得不得了
，There are thousands who were martyred for the Lord，
啊，我们为着这些弟兄姊妹们真是感谢主
，We want to praise the Lord for these brothers.
所以启示录也告诉我们，当将来有寻道的人是你数不过来的。
And so in Revelation tells us the numberless of people who are martyred.
特别在忠于主的名的这件事情上面。
Especially those who are faithful to His name.
有太多的人为着这个名寻道。
There were just so great a number for those who are martyred.
啊，他们宁可丢弃性命。
They were willing to forsake their life.
他们不愿意否认主的名。
They will not deny His name.
啊，这个是宝贵的。
This is precious.
这个是向着主的忠诚。
This is to be faithful to the Lord.
啊，所以我想今天，即使我们没有所谓受到这么严厉的逼迫
，Although we are not severely persecuted today，
我们也要学习在生活中间向着主的名忠诚。
We ought to be in our daily living practice how to be faithful to the Lord's name.、
啊、那么第二方面
，Second，
就是要对于主的自己要忠诚。
We ought to be faithful to the Lord Himself.
不仅忠于主的名
，not only faithful to His name.
我们也要忠于主的自己
，faithful to Him to Himself.
我们必须跟主之间建立一个亲密伙伴的关系。
That we ought to establish a very close friendship with the Lord.
主把我们当朋友。
The Lord treats us as friends.
我们也必须把他当作真实的朋友。
We also need to treat Him as a very close and intimate friend.
绝对不要背弃这个朋友。
That we will not do wrong to this friend.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道有的基督徒
there are some
他蒙恩得救之后
after they were saved,
他知道他在主的名下
they were under his name,
啊，那么他知道主的名是宝贵的
they know that his name is precious,
但是我们知道在属灵的生活上这还不够的
but as far as living a Christian life is concerned,
我们更应该跟主之间建立一个交通的关系
we ought to establish this communion and fellowship with the Lord.
这是每天的生活里面跟主之间能有爱的交通
This is a love relationship, a fellowship with the Lord every day.
不仅他爱我们
Not only does he love us,
我们也爱他
We love him too.
我们在这个爱的关系里面相互之间
in this
彼此之间有交通
In this love relationship, we have communion with him.
跟主之间要建立这个很熟悉的这种朋友的关系
and that to have this very very acquainted and familiar relationship with him
就像我们在地上一样
just like we are on this earth
有的人呢我们刚刚见面没多久啊很生疏对吧
we are not very comfortable to those who have just, we just met.
但是经过了很多的年日啊,
but after many years,
大家彼此的, 来往啊,
after a lot of relationships,
yeah, 慢慢的就成为了好朋友,
and then we became good friends,
成为老朋友,
became old friends.
哦, 我很高兴这次来有很多弟兄姊妹称我为老朋友啊。
Many brothers just call me old friend.
不过我的确也老了。
I'm indeed old.
那我们在这里有很多老朋友，感谢主啊。
I have many old friends here, thank the Lord.
啊，所以朋友见面，心里面实在是非常的快乐。
And so, we're meeting good friends, old friends are very happy.
但是我们要问说，你跟主之间这个朋友关系建立起来没有呢？
But have you established this very close friendship with the Lord?
主成为你很亲密的朋友吗？
Has the Lord become your close friend?
主能够成你的老朋友了吗？
Is he your old friend?
弟兄姊妹们，还是我们跟主之间关系非常的生疏。
Or we are like very strange to him.
我们只知道我们是在主的名下。
Or we just know that we are under his name.
我们彼此之间没有多少亲密的关系。
That we have not this intimate relationship with him.
这是不够的。
This is insufficient.
弟兄姊妹们，主是喜欢跟我们在一起。
The Lord desires, wishes to be with us.
主是非常喜欢跟我们说话。
He wants to speak to us.
他很喜欢跟我们谈谈心。
He wants to speak to our heart.
跟我们之间有交通的。
He wants to have fellowship with us.
我们看见教会历史上。
We see church
history. 有很多这样的神的百姓。
There are many of such God's people.
在他们一生的年日里面。
In their lives.
他们跟主之间有非常亲密的交通。
They have a very close fellowship with the Lord.
他们的见证
in their testimony,
他们是讲到生活中他们怎么样与主生活在一起
how in their living they have this intimate relationship
with the Lord 他们怎么样跟这样一个好的朋友在一起
how they are close to such a friend
哎呀他们因这个朋友得着多少的快乐
how they were very happy and joyful
因这个朋友得着多少的安慰
how they were comforted
弟兄姊妹们有的人忠心跟随主一路到底
and some are very faithful following the Lord all the way
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and sisters
我们不能像犹大一样。
We must not be like Judas.
犹大呢，主是把他当朋友。
The Lord treated Judas as a friend.
啊，最后呢，他因为这一点点的利益啊，就把主卖掉了。
Because of self gain, he betrayed the Lord.
圣经呢很奇妙，常常用这个做买卖这件事情啊，来显示我们忠心与不忠心。
Very interesting. The Bible uses a transaction to connote whether we are faithful.
啊。神让我们在地上侍奉他，侍奉他也是一个买卖。
You know that the Lord wants us to serve Him. It's like a transaction.
所以我们常常发现世界上有的两个好朋友，大家开头非常要好，那么两个人一起合伙做生意啊。
And so in the world we see two very good friends. They combine and together to do a business.
但是有很多的人呢，走到一半呢，见利忘义，对吧
？Some people after halfway they give up.
为着自己的这一份的好处，就把朋友出卖掉了。
Because of their own gain, they betrayed their friend.
哇，这样的事情是很多的。
There are many of such cases.
所以我有时候在教会里面，一些弟兄能跟我讲，哎，我能不能跟他一起合伙做生意啊
？Some brothers in the church ask me my opinion whether I should be in business venture with this person.
哎，我说你最好不要吧。
I say the best is better not.
因为我看看这个开头处两个人哦，热切得不得了啊。
Because initially these two people are so close.
哇，到最后就争吵不休，分手了。
Finally they quarrel so much they went their separate ways.
结果弄到一个地步啊，连聚会都不能见面。
Up to a point even they can't see each other in a fellowship.
所以要问问看你能不能真正做别人的好朋友。
You have to ask whether you truly can be someone else's good friend.
好朋友吃亏。都不在乎，对不对
？Even if a good friend would suffer loss, it doesn't matter.
我们的主跟我们做朋友就是这样啊。
The Lord is such a friend to us, suffers loss.
弟兄姊妹，我这蒙恩的这个四十多年来
，in my being having been saved for 40 odd years,
从有一个方面来讲，主跟我在一起，主总是吃亏的。
On the one hand, the Lord seemed to always be on the losing end.
他是一直都是很忠实的。
He has always been faithful.
我这边呢是客变实反的。
My side always changing.
弟兄姊妹们，主跟你做朋友，是不是也是这样呢
？The Lord being a friend to you, is it like this?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord，
他真是好朋友，情愿吃亏。
He is indeed a good friend, willing to suffer loss.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，只有我们这些人呢，不情愿吃亏的。
Only we are not people who want to suffer loss.
所以我们有的时候真的是在主跟前啊，向着主不够忠心。
Indeed, we are not been enough sufficiently faithful before the Lord.
哎，你如果是真正好朋友啊
，If you are indeed a good friend.
那么朋友的事情来的时候呢，你会很重视，对不对
？When there's an issue that comes along from your friend, you will take it very seriously.
朋友有个男主半夜打电话来了， 马上爬起来就去了啊，这个是好朋友，对吧
？If your friend comes in the midnight and has a problem, you will immediately arise to help.
我们有时候跟主做朋友啊。
Sometimes we are when a friend to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是个懒惰的朋友。
We are lazy friend.
主有什么事情呢？哎呀，我们这个推三阻四的。
The Lord has a matter, and we are always procrastinating.
我们也不太重视他的事情。
We lightly esteem this matter.
我们有事就去找他了。
But when we have a matter, we will look for the Lord.
好朋友啊。
Say good friend.
来帮助我啊。
Help me.
主马上就帮助我。
The Lord immediately comes to our aid.
那么主有一点事情要求我们的时候呢。
When the Lord has something requiring of us.
我们就理由很多。
And we have many reasons.
这个有理由那个理由。
Reason here and there.
到最后总是把主的事情放下来了。
And then finally we still don't do it.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters,
我们人很自私。
We are selfish.
我们常常在自己的事情上很殷勤的。
We are diligent on our own matters.
对这位朋友的事情呢，我们很懒惰。
But we are lazy toward this friend.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们和主之间的关系上面
，Today in our relationship with the Lord,
不仅我们在他的名下
，Not only are we under His name,
我们对于主的自己。
But
我们应该有建立一种亲密的关系。
As far as our relationship with the Lord is Himself, we need to establish this relationship.
那么犹大呢？因着一点点的好处，把主卖掉了。
Judas, because of this small gain, he betrayed the Lord.
当然了，这个我们2000年来所有读圣经的读到犹大，大家都觉得，哎，他怎么是这样的
2000 years, we read to Judas and we say, why is he like this?
我们大家都唾弃他。
We all don't think he's think very badly of him.
我们要小心啊。
But we must be careful.
我们是不是有的时候为着一点点的利益也把主卖掉了呢
？Could it be that because of a little gain we also betray the Lord?
圣经用犹大来警惕我们了。
The Lord uses Judas to remind us.
不要做这个背信的朋友。
Don't be a friend like Judas.
那么我们看见彼得也有失败。
You know Peter also had his failures.
彼得背弃了主。
Peter betrayed the Lord
是因为惧怕
because of fear
有很多的时候因为我们有惧怕有的时候 也会背弃朋友
because of our fears we betray our friend
因为害怕
because we are afraid
那个环境太可怕了
because it's too dangerous
如果你跟他认朋友
if you are his friend
你要跟他一起受苦了
if you acknowledge him as your friend then you will suffer with him
对不对所以很多的时候我们就想说哎呀好了 我也承认你了但在这个时候呢，不能承认。
So often we say, I acknowledge you as my friend, but in this circumstance, you're not my friend.
所以我们晓得希伯来书当时写的背景就是这样。
But we know that the condition and the book of Hebrews was such.
因为他们看见基督徒要受逼迫了。
Because Christians had to be persecuted.
所以他们就觉得退回到犹太教里面就被保护了。
So they thought that by resorting back to Judaism, they would be protected.
但是你知道吗？这样一个做法是背弃朋友的做法。
But this is to betray your friend.
所以彼得呢，那个。虽然他里面是很愿意
although Peter was very willing inside
他对主说啊他说啊我为你死都愿意
Peter said I'm willing even to die for you
彼得那个时候真是完全不懂的
Peter didn't know what he was saying
是主要为他死他就要为主死
The Lord was to die for him and now he says he wants to die for the Lord
他说我就是死也不会离开你的
so, even if I were to die I would not leave you
结果呢神就说好了主说那么好了鸡叫两次之前，你要三次否认我。
And the Lord said, "Okay, the cock will crow two times, and you will deny me three times."
这个鸡叫很平常嘛，对不对
？Cock crowing is very common.
是主秘说，那个狮子吼两声，你就失败了。
The Lord didn't say the lion roar two times and you will fail.
不需要狮子吼的。
Don't need the lion to roar.
我们这些人很可怜的，跟你讲吧。
We are very pitiful people.
只要鸡叫两声，你就不行了。
The cock will crow two times, and you cannot do it.
这个彼得以为自己很勇敢。
Peter thought he was courageous.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
彼得因为惧怕而否认了主。
Because of his fear, he denied the Lord.
我们有没有曾经因为惧怕而否认了主呢
？Have we, because of our fear, denied the Lord?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
实在是有怜悯。
The Lord is indeed merciful.
所以呢，彼得可以背弃他。
Peter can betray him.
但是主永远不背弃彼得。
But the Lord will never betray him.
所以从死里复活之后
，After his resurrection, the Lord
就去找他们。
Immediately went to look for the disciples.
用好多次的机会挽回彼得。
And for many occasions tried to recover Peter.
到最后，我们看见彼得终于成了。主的好朋友。
So finally, Peter became the Lord's good friend.
大家都知道，在历史上最后彼得寻道的时候啊。
In history, we all know that Peter, when he died,
他说我的主是这样定的。
He said, "My Lord died this way."
他说我不配的。
I said, I am unworthy.
你们把我倒着钉好吗？
You crucify me upside down.
弟兄姊妹，好朋友。
Good friend.
忠心的朋友。
Faithful friend.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们很多时候因着力，因着惧怕，可能会有失败。
Today, because of our small gain and because of fear, we could fail.
但是我们知道主赦免我们。
But we know that the Lord has forgiven us.
所以我们要到他的跟前。
We need to come before his feet to ask for forgiveness.
然后求主重新给我们力量。
That once again he will strengthen us.
让我们能够对这位好朋友也能够忠心。
That we can be faithful to this good friend.
在教会历史上呢，有很多很出名的故事，对吧？
We know that in the church history there are many, many stories.
为着这个寻道的人也有。
That because of this they were martyred.
不过这样的人呢，比起前面的人呢少一点。
But this kind of people are less than those early on.
比方说我们读到大家很熟悉的故事。
We all are familiar with this story.
像那个 Peluca, 那个士美拿教会的会都。
Peluca, this Pope, this deacon in Church of Smyrna.
那么最后86岁。
Age of 86.
那么人叫他否认主的名，他不肯否认。
He was unwilling to deny the Lord.
最后他们要把他绑在柱子上，用当作这个蜡烛烧掉。
And so he was then tied to a stake and burned.
很多人都不忍心啊。
Many people were unwilling.
连士兵都不忍心，这么高年龄的一个老人呐、啊，这么善良的一个人呐、
啊。Even the soldiers were unwilling to burn him, such a good old man.
那么你们怎么能把他这样用残忍的刑罚来杀害他呢
？How can you use such a cruel means to kill him?
那么最后呢，他们把他绑在柱子上。
And finally, they tied him to the pole. And when the fire burned,
他说，这八十六年来
，in these 86 years,
他没有亏负我。
He did not do me wrong.
所以我也不能亏负他。
And so I will not do him any wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主耶稣忠诚的朋友。
This is the Lord's true friend.
至死忠心
，close friend even to death.
就是在最艰苦丧命的这个情况里面
，even at the point of death.
也不放弃对朋友的忠诚。
He will not give up being faithful to a friend.
我们晓得像这一类型经历的弟兄姊妹们还有许多。
There are many such brothers who have such experiences.
像 Ignatius 也是。
Another person called Ignatius.
那么像甘恩夫人也是。
Madam Guyon.
他们都是在生前跟主之间有非常亲密的交通。
All of them had a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
他们向着主的自己，他们都是忠心的。
They were faithful to the person of the Lord himself.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Francis，
我们今天不仅归在主的名下。
Today, not only are we worshiping under His name.
我们对于主的自己，我们需要建立这样一个亲密的关系。
To the Lord Himself as a person, in His person, we ought to have this intimate relationship.
不仅忠于他的名，
not 也
应当忠于他的自己。
Not only under His Spirit, but under the person of the Lord Himself.
第三方面
，Third，
就是忠于主的托付。
And that is to be faithful to His entrustment.
我们知道我们的神在这个宇宙中有个很大的计划。
You know, we know that the Lord has this amazing, vast plan in this universe.
他有他荣耀的旨意。
He has his eternal purpose.
他把我们救赎回来。
He redeemed us.
他也把这个旨意托付在我们每个人的身上。
He also entrusted us with this eternal will.
所以今天我们要做他的仆人。
Today we are his servants.
做仆人是什么意思呢
？What is to be his servant?
就是要来成就主的心意。
It is to fulfill his heart.
主耶稣到地上来成为仆人。
The Lord Jesus came to be a servant.
他就是为要成就父所托付的。
He was to fulfill what God has entrusted him.
让父在创世以前所有的计划。
All the plans that God has made before the foundation of the world.
在这个地上能够把它实行出来。
Were to be fulfilled and executed while on earth.
在这个宇宙中间能够把它彰显出来。
That to be manifested in this universe.
所以神主就救赎了我们这些人。
So the Lord saved all of us.
主也把他这个托付摆在我们所有的人身上。
The Lord also gave us this His entrustment.
主也呼召我们。要做他的仆人。
The Lord also called us to be servants.
我们做仆人的目的就是要叫主人的事情能够得到成就。
The purpose of we being his servants is that the master's will be fulfilled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Francis, this,
这是多么重要的一件事。
This is most important.
当然，今天你要忠于主的托付。
Today, if you want to be faithful to his entrustment,
我们必须要很准确的知道明白到底神把什么东西托付给我。
Then we must be very clear what the Lord has entrusted to us.
所以我们说我们需要异象。
And so we say we need vision.
我们需要圣灵的启示。
We need the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要好好的读主的话语。
We need to study the word of God properly.
需要从主的话语里面明白神的心意。
We need to know the God's intentions in His word.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
当你进到神的话语里面的时候，
When you enter into God's word,
你就发现神的话语里面把神的旨意是很清楚的启示出来的。
In His word, His intentions are clearly described, explained.
那么神就要我们按照神的话，
so God wants through His word,
按照他的心意在地上来跟随，
according to His intentions to follow after Him.
有的时候啊，我里面实在很困惑。
Sometimes I'm very confused inside.
我觉得主的话写的是再清楚不过了。
The Lord's word cannot be even clearer than what He has written.
教会历史上也很多人也很用功读圣经。
In church history, many people study the word of God.In a hard way.
不仅犹太人用功读圣经，
not only did the Jews study the word of God,
很多基督徒也用功读圣经，
many Christians diligently study the word of God,
甚至很多圣经学校专门研究圣经，
and there are seminary schools that analyze God's word.
那么主的话写得这么清楚，
the Lord's word is so clear.
奇怪，我们为什么有眼睛看不见呢？
Why is it that we have eyes but yet not see?
圣经的故事背景历史地理都读得很清楚，
and so we studied the history, the geography, everything of the Bible is very clear.
好像就是没有看见神的心意，
but we do not see God's intent.
所以读圣经的时候是一件事情，
and so it's one thing to study the Bible.
一进到实行里面去的时候完全走样，
but when we come to the actual practice of it, we deviate.
这是一个很矛盾的现象，
and this is a very anomaly.
如果你是一个用功读圣经的人，
if you are a diligent student of the word of God,
你完全能够明白圣经 中的话的时候，
if you can fully understand the scriptures,
弟兄姊妹们，按理讲很简单的，
then logically it's simple.
圣经有的我们就应当遵守，
that which is in the Bible we ought to obey.
圣经没有的你不需要去持守，
that which is not in the word of God you do not。
但是今天的基督教在地上正好是相反的。
Okay. But this is exactly seems to be what happening, just the opposite.
圣经说的很明显的东西他不要做。
That which is very clearly written, people do not do.
圣经没有教导的，他们守得很紧。
That which the Bible did not write, they keep it diligently.
所以有的时候我真是不懂。
So we get confused.
我承认在天性上我不是一个很聪明的人。
Naturally speaking, I acknowledge I'm not a very bright person.
那么在弟兄姊妹中间，我碰见很多人都比我聪明的多。
Amongst God's people, I encountered many more people more intelligent than myself.
他们有的头脑真是世界第一流的头脑。
They have the number one kind of brain in the world.
那么为什么我这个简单的头脑，我读圣经呢，我都很明白了？
Why is it that my simple mind can understand the Bible so well?
他那个那么大的头脑，那么聪明的头脑，怎么读来读去读不清楚呢？
That person with a big mind and intelligent mind, why is it that he cannot study and understand the Bible?
你知道有的东西啊，并不一定需要圣灵多大的光照和启示的。
Actually, there are some things you don't need too much of the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
主的话就是从这个字面上面来讲都是很清楚的。
Just on the surface of the words, it's very clear already.
哎，但是施行起来的时候啊，
but when matters arise,
你就感觉他背后好像有什么力量抓住他了。
It's like there is a force from behind grabbing hold of the person.
他就看不见圣经的话语。
It's like he cannot see the word of God.
就像犹太人一样。
Just like the Jews.
犹太人他们读圣经是多么的用功啊。
They are diligent, the Jews, studying the word of God.
一直到今天，犹太人还是用功读圣经。
Today, up to today, they are diligent studying the word of God.
他们用功的读圣经比你我用功多了。
They are more diligent than you and me.
我们去到耶路撒冷，说他们有人每天都是六个钟头读圣经啊。
I went to Jerusalem and there are some people study the word of God for 6 hours.
那么圣摩西五经很多犹太人都会背的。
The Pentateuch many Jews could even memorize.
但就像保罗讲的，这个脸上遮了个帕子。
It's like Paul, they say that the face has a veil on them.
我们知道犹太人很聪明啊。
We know the Jews are very intelligent.
哦，他们做起生意来，那真是把世界的钱都赚走了。
When they do business, they earn all the world's money.
但是那个读圣经呢，这么用功，到最后也看不见。
But these people who diligently study the word of God, they see nothing in the word of God.
这是一个什么现象呢？
What kind of phenomenon is it?
好像保罗讲，在人的眼上有一个帕子遮住。
It's like there is a veil that's covering their face.
那么有一个好像这个鳞片摆在眼睛上。
It's like there is a scale covering their eyes.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这个是据今天我们所说的传统。
And this is tradition.
千千万万的圣徒
Thousands of Christians
被传统所把它捆住。
They were bound by tradition.
那么一旦进入这个传统
Entering into this tradition,
你再怎么读圣经他也不清楚。
No matter how they study the word of God, they will be unclear.
他可以解释一些生活里面的经历。
They can explain some experiences in daily life.
特别关于神的托付上面不清楚。
But they are totally unclear about the Lord's entrustment.
所以至于今天神的儿女们中间，很多人就根本就干脆那个不讲了。
And so people don't talk about the Lord's entrustment.
所以没有多少神的儿女知道神的托付是什么。
And so very few people understood the Lord's entrustment.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
This is pitiful.
我们晓得圣经这本书形成不容易。
Well, you know that this Bible, how it's written, is not easy.
神把这份这么宝贝的话放到我们的手里。
The Lord gives such a precious word.
就是为要叫我们明白神的心。
That we might understand God's heart.
叫我们知道今天我们一个蒙恩得救的人。
For us who are redeemed.
神不仅把我们的地位提升了。
Not only did the Lord uplift our position.
并且神要我们与他同工。
That we be co-workers with him.
一同来成就他所成就的。
That we might fulfill what he wants us to be fulfilled.
但是
However,
对大多数神的儿女来讲
，For most Christians, by and large,
好像对于神的这个托付啊，完全不认识。
It seems like they completely do not understand the Lord's entrustment.
有很多人也并不在乎。
And many people do not care.
啊，他们对于传统的事物，哎呀，这个宝贵的不得了。
They deem so precious what is of tradition.
他们以为守住这样的光景就是好基督徒了。
They keep the traditions and that's deemed as a good Christian.
所以因此在教会历史上面
and so in church history,
我们看见一个世代一个世代过来
one generation after another,
那么神就用他自己话语的光来启示一些的人
that the Lord uses the light of the word to reveal to some.
所以当他们从主的话语里面得到了亮光
when they receive revelations from the word of God,
他们就摆脱了那个传统
they neglect and forsake tradition.
但是我们晓得因为摆脱这个传统遇见太多太多的艰难。
Because they are able to get out of the tradition, they are deeply persecuted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters，
这个传统啊，所加给人的这个力量
，the energy power behind tradition
是大过世界
，is larger than the world，
甚至呢，连仇敌的权势都赶不上。
Even the power of the walls of the evil one cannot keep up to it.
我们晓得世界会捆绑人的。
We know that the world can bind people.
很多基督徒被世界捆绑。
Many Christians are bound by the world.
所以变成一个属世的基督徒。
Become a worldly Christian.
那么有一些人被仇敌捆绑。
Some are bound by the devil.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那也是非常的可怕。
And that's frightful.
但是更多的人是被传统捆住的。
But even more are bound by tradition.
这个东西也是仇敌手中很厉害的工具。
And this is a very powerful weapon of the evil one.
因此我们看在教会历史上面。
And so when we see church history,
凡是那些要脱离传统，能够回到神话语中间跟随主的人，没有一个不受逼迫的。
Those who want to forsake tradition and return back to the word of God are all persecuted.
结果这个逼迫呢
？And so this persecution,
不是来自仇敌。
It's not from the devil.
不是来自世界。
It's not from the world.
我们很痛心的讲。来自弟兄姊妹
Very painfully comes from brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们的主也知道这件事情
Our Lord also knows this matter
所以主也知道今天他的工作托付在他的百姓中十分的不容易
And so the Lord knows that entrusting his work to his people is not a simple matter
所以我们看见也有少数的弟兄姊妹
And so there is a remnant
啊，圣经中总是讲到这些人是余数
And this is our remnants.
他们是真正看见主的心意。
They truly see God's heart's intent.
那个在新约时代中间，那个也就是得胜的原则。
And in the New Testament is the principle of the overcomers.
让他们看见了神所要的事物。
They see God's heart.
他们忠于主的托付。
They are faithful to the Lord's entrustment.
他们勇敢地跟随主。
They courageously followed after the Lord.
不管环境怎样改变。
Regardless of the change of circumstances, no matter how the persecution of man,
批评论断。
No matter how people were to,
他们都愿意忠心地跟随主。
They are willing to follow after the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
这些人中间也有些殉道的。
There are also some who are martyrs.
他们是为了主的心意寻道的。
They are martyrs for the Lord's heart.
他们还不光是为了主的名寻道。
Not only are they martyrs for the Lord's name.
不仅是为了主的自己寻道。
Not only are they martyrs for him, for the Lord
himself. 他们是为了主的心意而寻道。
They are martyrs for the Lord's heart's intent.
今天在末了的时代。
Today in the last days.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个呼召是特别来的强烈。
This calling is a fierce calling.Strong calling.
所以我们要求主在这些日子开通我们里面的耳朵。
The Lord would open up our ears.
让我们能听见主在这个时候对我们的一个呼召。
That the Lord will hear, that we will be able to hear the Lord's calling.
主的见证，主的托付，在今天在地上是碰见一个空前艰难的一个时代。
That the Lord's entrustment is faced with the problems of this time and space.
我们前面有许多的弟兄姊妹们
Before us,
他们曾经很忠心的 背着这个见证跟随主
Before us, there are brothers and sisters who are faithfully following this testimony
但是这些弟兄们逐渐都过去了
But these brothers have gone on to the Lord
所以有的时候我心里面就感觉很沉重
And so in my heart there is this burden
弟兄姊妹们在这个时代里面
In this era, in this age
主还能得着一般忠心的百姓
The Lord can still gainA group of faithful
得着一般真正灵里面开启的百姓
Those whose hearts have been illumined
是真正认识主心意的
They truly understand the Lord's heart's intent
真是愿意为这个心意付上代价
They are willing to pay the price for this heart's intent
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们你我今天所面临是一个很大的挑战
We have a large challenge before us
尤其青年的弟兄姊妹
Especially young brothers and sisters
哎，我们看见这个基督教的变化太大了
We see a lot of changes in Christianity
啊，有一些聚会他们用了一些很简单的方式吸引了很多的人
There are somemeetings use simple methods and attract a large crowd
人多到一个地步他们只好称它做 mega church
and these are mega churches
哎呀这个都很叫我们心动
and we seem to be moved
那么青年弟兄姊妹们
so young brothers and sisters
你愿意回到主的话语里面
are you willing to go back to God's word
你愿意主的灵在你里面做开启的工作
are you willing that the Lord's spirit were to open up your heart
你愿意追求明白神的至好的心意吗
are you willing to want to know the Lord's good intent
除非我们对于主的心意有个明确的认识
if we clearly understand God's will
否则你在这个时代中你很难抗拒这个整个基督教里面的这个潮流
You will be hard to go against the tide of the fashion of Christianity.
我们已经看见太多的年轻人被这个浪潮卷走了。
And many, many, many Christians have been washed away by this tide.
我想今天你们所处的环境无可避免的这个浪潮地也是打到这里的。
And we cannot avoid this tide coming to us.
所以只有那些明白神心意的人
，Only those who understand God's heart's intent,
愿意向主的心意忠诚的人
，and to be faithful to His heart's intent,
他们在这个时代中能为主站住脚。
And we can be standing firm for the Lord in this time.
时代是艰难的
It's indeed difficult.
但是这对我们来讲未尝不是一个很好的机会啊
Isn't this a very good opportunity for us?
如果别人不要
If those others do not want,
主让你看见了
The Lord enables you to see.
你愿意持守
Are you willing to be faithful?
弟兄姊妹，你在这个时代中
In this era, in this time,
你成为主真实的忠心的见证人
Then you become His good faithful testimony.
你能得着主所要给你的奖赏。
Then you will have his reward.
我们知道我们的神呢，他是爱我们的。
We know that he loves us.
他的太丰富了。
He is abundant.
他要把这个丰富赐下来。
He wants to give us this abundance.
但是神做工有神自己的原则。
But the Lord has a principle for his own work.
你如果不按照他的方式
if you do not go according to his ways,
神没有办法把这个祝福赐给你的。
Then how can the Lord give you that abundance?
弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
我常常想神在天上预备了太多的丰富都放在仓库里发不出来。
I think that the Lord has got a lot of abundance in his storage house, but cannot release it.
因为他看一看地上的教会。
Because he sees the churches in the earth.
没有一种的光景好像能够叫他把祝福赐下来。
There is no condition to which he can outpour this blessing.
如果在这样的光景中。
In such a circumstance.
你能够持守主的心意。
If you can be faithful to his entrustment.
哎呀，你能叫神的心得到满足。
Then his heart will be satisfied.
神的祝福要大大的降临在。
Then his blessing will come forth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天处在一个非常混乱也艰难的日子
We live in a very confused and difficult time
教会今天在地上的路啊
The road that the church has today
变得非常的模糊不清
Becomes very very blur
从我们的侍奉到我们的生活到我们整个的敬拜都是非常的混乱
From our service to our living to our worship is all confused
我想主这一次把我们聚在这里
I think the Lord bringing us here together,
让我们来注意这件事情,
that we might take notice of this matter,
我想只有主的怜悯,
that by the Lord's grace,
弟兄姊妹们, 愿你我都能经得起考验,
that we might go through this test,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my sisters,
感谢神,
thank the Lord,
神仍旧把机会量给我们,
the Lord still gives us opportunities,
啊, 所以我们要把今天的这个整个时代的光景看作是神量给我们最好的机会。
We must see all the things that are happening as opportunities that the Lord's given us.
也许我们实在算不得什么。
Maybe we are nothing.
我们没有什么大的恩赐。
There is no big grace.
我们也不是什么了不起的人物。
We are not.
我们也没有多少的知识。
We are not so wise.
我们也没有多少的才干。
We have not so much ability.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们能持守得住主所托付我们
的，But if we are faithful to what the Lord has entrusted to us,
那我们就蒙福了。
Then we are blessed.
你们记得在以西结书里面讲到。
You know that Ezekiel.
有一个家庭
There is a family.
他们是撒杜的子孙
They are the sons of Zadok. Zadok.
圣经讲说当以色列人偏离的时候
When Israel deserted from the Lord
甚至连祭司们都迷失的时候
Even the priests went away astray
撒杜的子孙守住主的见证
The sons of Zadok upheld the Lord's testimony
所以主说将来我要撒杜的子孙靠近我的桌子来侍奉我。
And so I know I want in the future the sons of Zadok to approach my table.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers sisters，
时候已经到了末了。
Time has come to the end.
我们实在感觉从天上有非常迫切的这个声音呼召要忠心。
There is a strong voice from heaven calling us to be faithful.
所以，愿主这几天在这里实在向我们众人施恩典。
May the Lord give us grace to all of us.
弟兄姊妹们。特别青年的弟兄姊妹
especially young people,
要记住
must remember,
主把我们救赎回来
the Lord redeemed us,
我们是主的妻
we are the Lord's wife,
我们要做一个忠贞的妻子
we must be a faithful wife,
主把我们救赎回来
the Lord redeemed us,
让我们做主的朋友
we are his friend,
我们要真正成为他的好朋友
we must be his good friend,
忠实的朋友
close friend,
主把我们救赎回来
the Lord redeemed us,
让我们学习做他的仆人
that we learn to be his servants,
我们要做主忠实的仆人
We must be his faithful servants.
愿主的名我们能守住。
That we will keep his name.
愿主的自己我们能守住。
That we will keep his person.
愿主的托付我们也能守住。
We'll keep his entrustment.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Loving Lord, we want to thank you.
是你把我们聚在这个地方。
Lord, you cause us to be gathered here.
也是你要对我们说话。
You want to speak to us.
我们感谢你。
We thank the Lord.
你与我们众人同在。
You are with us.
主啊，今天我们处在这个末了的时代。
Today we live in these last days.
我们格外感觉你的话语的重要。
We see the importance of your word.
我们也觉得很严肃。
We also feel the severity.
主啊，但愿你开通我们的耳朵。
Lord, open up our ears.
叫我们在这个时候还能听见你自己的声音。
That in this time we might hear your voice.
好，叫我们在最后的机会里面。
In these last opportunities, that we can be a faithful person.
亲爱的主，愿你祝福我们每一个弟兄和姊妹。
Bless all of us.
主啊，这几天
these few days,
把我们封闭在你自己的同在里。
That you close us to your presence.
也封闭在你自己的交通里。
That we will close us to your fellowship.
在处处事事，在每一个时刻对我们的心说话。
That you will speak to us our heart.
愿我们在这里蒙光照。
That we might receive light.
愿我们在这里能重新修正我们的路。
That we will correct our ways.
愿我们在这里重新对准的标杆。
That we will run after the course.
主啊，愿你回来的时候
，That when you return，
你在地上真是找到一般忠心的人。
That you see find a faithful group of people。
愿我们成为你的好朋友。
That we be good friends of yours。
主啊，用爱吸引我们。
Lord, attract us with your love。
带领保守我们。
Lead us and protect us。
谢谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your grace and your mercy。
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer。
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.